Our forecast turns across the region today as a vigorous upper-level system continues to push east across the deep south. As it continues its progression, a deep fetch of moist southerly air will move into the region today. Dew points will climb into the 60s with surface temperatures ranging from the 60s to near 70 this afternoon. As clouds continue to lower and thicken, we should expect areas of light rain and drizzle ahead of the main show this afternoon and evening. A trailing cold front from our system to our north will work in tandem with an approaching area of surface low pressure from our south. The cold air approaching from the north will clash with warm air from the south, contributing to heavy rainfall from the St. Lawrence Valley into the northern Adirondacks, eventually shifting to areas along and north of I-90 late tonight and into early Saturday morning. A flood watch is in effect for Vermont, portions of the Mohawk Valley and Adirondacks today through Sunday morning. A flash flood watch is in effect for the same time period for the immediate Capital District. Many of these areas already have saturated soils. Some will experience heavy rainfall, while others will receive moderate rainfall. Main rivers and their tributaries in these areas could experience flooding. Once this strong surface feature shifts to the east by tomorrow morning, the trailing parent low will slowly approach from the east, bringing with it continued unsettled weather. But it will also weaken, so the threat for heavy rain will give way to just showers for Saturday. Sunday, we catch a brief break in the active weather as our upper level low slowly drifts to the east. However, by Monday morning, the low will tap into some subtropical moisture, bringing with it some more rain for southern New England northwestward throughout the day. The middle of next week remains fairly unsettled, with a couple more weaker weather makers bringing showers to the area. Taking a look at potentially significant weather around the country, severe thunderstorms with considerable potential for producing damaging wind gusts and a few tornadoes are expected across much of the southern through mid-Atlantic coast region, particularly across the Carolinas into southern Virginia late this afternoon and into the evening. Within the warm sector of this storm, across much of the southern through mid-Atlantic coast region, models indicate considerable strengthening of southerly low-level wind. It appears this will coincide with an influx of moisture off the Gulf of Mexico as well as off the western Atlantic. This is expected to contribute to weak to moderate boundary layer destabilization ahead of the incoming cold front, which is forecast to surge eastward toward the southern Atlantic coast by early this afternoon before advancing offshore and northeastward through the mid-Atlantic coast region tonight. This environment is expected to become conducive to considerable organized severe thunderstorm development, accompanied by the risk for strong damaging wind and a few tornadoes. For those of you traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, cloudy skies with morning drizzle, then increasing showers and thunderstorms throughout the afternoon. High temperatures will be near 70 degrees. Expect a southeast wind around 5 to 10 miles per hour. In Boston, cloudy skies with increasing showers throughout the afternoon. High temperatures will be near 70. Expect wind out of the south and west, 10 to 20 miles per hour, gusting up to 35 miles per hour. And in Buffalo, showers and thunderstorms this afternoon with a high near 60. Taking a look at the climate report in Albany today, the average high temperature is 60 degrees. The average low is 39. The record high temperature is 92, set back in 1976. And the record low temperature is 18, set back in 1875. Sunrise, 6:08 a.m. Sunset, 7:42 p.m. That's a total of 13 hours and 34 minutes of daylight, a net gain of 2 minutes from yesterday. Your contiguous United States 24-hour temperature extremes ran from a low temperature of 9 degrees at Pikes Peak Summit, Colorado, Thursday morning, to a high of 102 degrees at Death Valley, California, Thursday afternoon. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Expect cloudy skies with increasing rain chances throughout the afternoon. High temperatures will reach the upper 60s to low 70s for the North Country and Champlain Valley. For the northern Adirondacks, temperatures will be reaching about the mid-60s. Wind will be gusty this morning out of the south, up to about 35 miles per hour, decreasing throughout the afternoon. By tonight, cloudy skies expected with heavier downpours. Low temperatures only will fall into the low to mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, Cloudy skies with increasing shower and thunderstorm chances throughout the afternoon. High temperatures will reach the low to mid-70s with gusty wind. Expect that wind to be out of the south, 10 to 20 miles per hour, with those gusts reaching 30 to 40 miles per hour. For tonight, expect cloudy skies with heavier downpours and thunderstorms. Expect southeast wind around 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 45 miles per hour. Lows will fall into the low to mid-60s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy skies today with increasing shower and thunderstorm activity through the afternoon and evening. High temperatures will top out in the low 70s with gusty wind. That south wind will be around 10 to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 30 to 40 miles per hour. For tonight, expect cloudy skies with heavier downpours as well as thunderstorms. Southeast wind around 20 miles per hour, gusting up to about 45 miles per hour. Low temperatures will be falling into the low to mid-60s. For the Greater Capital District, as well as for the Saratoga area, east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, expect cloudy skies today with increasing shower and thunderstorm chances throughout the afternoon and evening. High temperatures reach the low to mid-70s with gusty wind. Expect that wind out of the south, 10 to 20 miles per hour, with gusts upwards to 35 to 45 miles per hour. For tonight, cloudy skies continue with heavier downpours accompanied with thunderstorms. Southeast wind around 20 miles per hour, gusting up to 35 to 40 miles per hour. Low temperatures will fall in the low to mid-60s. Your regional forecast for tomorrow, expect mostly cloudy skies with showers during the morning. High temperatures will reach the low 70s. Wind will be breezy out of the southeast again with gusts upwards to 35 miles per hour. Sunday, more clouds but dry. High temperatures will be near 70. For Monday, expect more rain showers with highs reaching the upper 60s. Tuesday, expect spotty showers once again with highs in the mid-60s. And finally, for Wednesday, another shot of showers with high temperatures a touch cooler in the upper 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jordan Sherman.